First of all, are you an Arden Prior girl?
I grew up in Arden Prior, yes.
And how do you come to be the proprietor of the Prior?
My husband and I, we had just finished university, and we didn't really have anything to lose, so we decided to give it a shot. We had another partner at the time, Jerry, and our two families were silent partners backing us. Between friends and family, we built the Prior, and we've owned it ever since.
Now, it's very successful, and part of that, I think, is being involved in the community. Can you link the two aspects of business for me in that regard?
Yeah, both of us grew up very family-oriented, family and community-oriented, I guess. I have lots of my family that work there as well. My sister and brother-in-law had worked there for 28 years. They just left a couple months ago. And my sister-in-law works there. My two brothers started there. We all live in and around Arden Prior. I don't live in Arden Prior anymore. My husband works in Kingston. So we kind of live in close to Smith Falls. So we live halfway. But we all grew up in Arden Prior. And we do have a strong sense of community. And we try to give back as much as we can.
What's been one of the biggest challenges for you in the hospitality business?
Probably staffing, I would say. We have been lucky. We have some staff besides family that have been with us 13, 18 years. Even if they go on and get other jobs, we have developed such a family community. They still stay involved by working part-time, whether it's a shift every 2 weeks, because it became part of their social life as well. Just the camaraderie amongst all the staff and ownership, I believe.
You've mentioned how you got involved. How has the business expanded over the years?
When we first opened, so we opened in March of 1993. I think, to be honest, we really thought we'd be more of a bar, hence the Prior Sports Bar and Restaurant. But over the years, we realized that the bar scene, there's a lot more issues with regards to liabilities. We tried to become more of a restaurant. I think if you look throughout the industry, I think places that do establish themselves as more of a eating establishment as opposed to a drinking establishment, they're more successful, or at least longevity-wise.
Speaking as a former taxi driver and observing the decline in the number of bars over the 12 years I was driving, I'll have to agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
What advice would you have for women just starting out?
Just to have the belief that, you know, it's funny because even now when people call and ask for the manager or the owner, they expect to be talking to a man. And a lot of my staff, actually, to be honest, at this point, they say, actually, she's not here right now. And they find it pretty funny. I mean, it doesn't bother me. And I don't think that it's done with any malice. I mean, anyone can do it. As long as you believe in yourself, I think you can pretty much do anything. And I try to instill that in all my kids as well.
And what accomplishment are you most proud of?
Just being in business for as long as we have been. I think it's 28 years now. And when you look at the success rate of restaurants starting out, back when we did, I think was 20% make it or something like that. So I'm pretty proud that we're still there and going strong.
Well, you appear to have found the formula, and that's great news because it's really an institution in the town and neighboring area. Thank you for taking time out from your day to chat with me, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Okay, thanks. Take care.